Om Shanti. We welcome Didi with one hand clap. It's a small family, happy family, right? And when we look at the scenes in the drama, they are changing drastically. Few years ago, we had the support of Dadis, we had support of Madhuban. But gradually, Baba says that you have to sustain yourself. You have to take care of yourself. So today's topic is very much relevant to the present time. Sustenance of the self and others. So we welcome Didi to speak on this topic on the basis of her experiences and the deep knowledge that Didi has.
Om Shanti. Whatever is created has to be sustained. So Brahmins are mouth born creation of Brahma. So for years Brahma Baba sustained us. Mama and Baba were there to sustain us. And Dadis. So we were fortunate to get sustenance from so many. I was sustained by Mama, Baba, Prakashmani Dadi, Pushpa Shanta Dadi, Nirmal Shanta Dandi, and Sheel Dadi. When I came to Gyan, all of them were in Mumbai. Baba used to visit Bombay often. In my 6 years, Baba visited twice, 2 months and 1 month. Mama was there most of the time because Mama was preparing the pictures of Lakshmi. Problem in Gyan is some people have divine vision, someone has art to draw. So the artist, Laukik artist, he didn't have the clear picture of Lakshmi Narayana. So Mama and Sheel Dadi were helping him to draw the picture, the color of sari, blouse, ornaments, everything.
So you also got the opportunity. You also got the opportunity to meet Mama a couple of many times.
Lot of
time.
So until Dadi Janaki was there, she used to say, "Whatever we have received from Mama Baba, I would like to share with others, juniors." And that is used to sustain very carefully. And with when I came to Gyan, I was straight given in charge of the center. So, not much training, because this after 2-3 years, I was in charge of center.
You were a ready-made teacher, right? You were a ready-made teacher.
And Shildadi used to ring me every day, or I used to ring her every day to get sustenance. And once this Dadi's left body, naturally I had to sustain myself. So in order to sustain myself, the best way was Dhyana and Yoga. So, I had read Murli every day, and Yoga. I was very punctual in yoga, so I sustained myself. And now and again, I used to get advice from Dadi Prakashmani or Dadi Janki, because until 1974, Dadi Prakashmani was in charge of foreign country. Then Dadi Janki took over. So she used to advise me whenever I needed. So Brahman life has been really busy for me, and I had a good time. So after words, now Dadi Ratan Mohini is hardly available. Since Dadi Gulzar and Dadi Janki left, so Baba Murli sustains me.
Okay, Didi, we will take up the questions. Didi, we like to sustain the self daily. Very often, we are not able to find new ways and methods of sustaining the self. How do we develop new ways and methods of sustaining ourselves? Because it's easy for us to get bored with the same routine. So how to sustain ourselves in a new way?
New ways of sustenance will create enthusiasm, definitely. Because old ways will give us boredom. So what I would suggest is, from Murli, find special points of Dhyana, Yoga, Dharana and Seva. And give yourself time to churn and implement for that day. Every day, take different point from Murli and churn it.
Other than just churning and Murli, is there any other ways to sustain ourselves, Didi? Maybe
study avyakt Murli.
Okay.
Or discuss amongst yourself. Because in the early days, what Dadis used to do, as a group, they used to form a group and sustain some jnani point. Or there were some people who used to sit and meditate. So they used to sit and meditate.
Different routine of meditation. Different routines.
Routine as well as they used to fix some point and chant.
We need the enthusiasm to sustain self and others. How to create enthusiasm that is constant? Meaning not temporary enthusiasm, but permanent enthusiasm. How to create that permanent enthusiasm for always?
Now, they used to always have this sort of a thing that whenever... All the time, what she used to say is, who am I? Whose child I am? Whose student I am? She used to have this awareness, and that used to help her to have enthusiasm.
Constantly being aware of who I am, whom I belong to. So constantly bringing that up again and again would create permanent enthusiasm. Very often we sustain others, you know, along with sustaining ourselves, we sustain others, but later they are dependent on us for more sustenance. How and when do we let go so that soul can sustain their own self without depending on us?
Whenever we are sustaining anyone, never think that I am sustaining someone. Baba is sustaining. Keep Baba in between me and student. Because if I sustain, I am sustaining, then the student depend on me. So, usually I would say, first sustain them for 7 days course you need. And then Murli. Because few days to make the more understandable. They are given morally and with explanation, so then they are able to sustain themselves and help themselves, because the lifetime study is there.
Mm-hmm.
You can't sustain whole lifetime. So after few days only, they should be able to look after themselves.
So always bringing Baba in between, whenever we sustain others and making them dependent on Baba and not on ourselves. The inaccurate sustenance of others can lead to dependency on oneself. What is accurate in sustenance and inaccurate sustenance? It almost this like covered up with this, but do you want to add anything to this?
Accurate sustenance is where teacher is just teaching, having that awareness that Baba is the real teacher, I am instrument. Because when we think I am teaching, I am making them dependent on me. So we have to teach without having this awareness, I am.
The consciousness of I and mind. Because sometimes I listen to some sisters saying that this is my center, come to my center, or using that word. I think the consciousness should be its Baba center. And also, these are not my students, it's Baba's children, Baba's students. So I think subtly, when we let go of I and mine, then if that is the appropriate, accurate types of sustenance. This is the next question. During the pandemic, COVID times, there were no external service. In future, that might reoccur again because of situations that might get worse. How do we really sustain ourselves if external service totally is not possible? Because doing service is also a part of sustenance. When we serve others, we sustain ourselves. When the external service is not there, then how do we sustain ourselves?
When external service is not possible, like pandemic, do mansa seva. Yoga bhaktis for self and others, because during pandemic they used to do a lot of bhaktis, most of the Brahmins. Even now they are doing continuous bhakti, means link is there, different people sitting in meditation. So it's possible that they can be state without depending on anyone. Sitting in bhakti is very essential.
Didi, during Karachi, Hyderabad times, there was a time when Baba used to just ask all the sisters there to be inside, and they didn't have any external services in Karachi especially. So throughout the day, how were they sustaining themselves like?
What happens is, at that time they had a group of people and different group were doing different things.
Service, yeah. All the yajnas.
Yan, yoga, seva, dharana, and progressing themselves. And naturally, karma yoga also was done by them.
And also Baba used to give different programs every day, no? Sometimes they used to decorate themselves as Krishna and Radhe or deities, or some. Every day Baba used to give different programs of bhakti. Yeah.
And also they used to have variety bhakti. V shape, semicircular, and sometimes lying down, so that there was something different, and they were, Baba was giving them drishti. So it was really very uplifting.
Very powerful. So Didi, could Didi share how Brahma Baba sustained himself in early days?
Brahma Baba had to sustain himself by having special yoga, churning jnana, sitting in bhakti. Whenever he was free, he would be sitting in yoga. And naturally, at the same time he was sustaining the junior ones,
all the dadis and the holy yajna. Because sometimes Baba Brahma Baba in a lighter mode would say that you have father, teacher and Sadguru, and okay, it was Shiva Baba's father, teacher, Sadguru for Brahma Baba also, but Baba used to say that you can hug the father, but I can't hug the father. Like, so it was like all the other children received that love through Brahma Baba. But Brahma Baba, for him to receive love, it was subtle. It was just a subtle connection with Shiva Baba, through which Baba experienced the powers, love and everything. But physically he couldn't experience anything from Shiva Baba. But children were able to experience that. So it was much more challenging for Brahma Baba to sustain himself. Adidi? Yeah. The next question, how do Baba's children sustain themselves during the 14 years in Karachi? Yeah, that was covered, I think.
During 40 years in Karachi, there was nothing else but sustaining themselves.
Mm-hmm.
So they had a very good time to sustain themselves. And they used to have so much yoga, so much chanting jnana, so much discussion amongst themselves and variety of yoga. Because Baba used to have special yoga for them. Sometimes whole night sitting in yoga, sometimes in different shapes. So Baba used to make them sure that they are sustained properly.
Also Baba used to play some games with them, Nandi. Playing games and doing other things also sustains them. Nandi, next question. Very often we sustain others through sharing gyan, sharing knowledge. How do we sustain others on a daily basis using the mind and not gyan, as facilities of science will fail later and sharing gyan may not be possible?
When it is not possible to share gyan through scientific method, what we will have to do is spread vibration. Mansa Seva will help others. So we should not stop doing service. Mansa Seva. Create powerful atmosphere which will help people to uplift, because that will be from distance also we can uplift them.
Didi, in Mansa Seva, can we do variety? Because doing the same variety, same type of Mansa Seva, it's a little bit boring also. So can we do variety in that?
Gulati.
Mansa Seva. Variety of Mansa Seva.
Which Seva?
Mansa Seva. Through the mind. Can we do, how many varieties can we do? Service to the mind.
Just sending the vibrations and creating atmosphere.
Okay.
I don't think we can do variety, too many.
Too many varieties. Okay. Didi, how to take the maximum from avyakta sustenance, especially since there is no physical meeting with Bab Dada in Madhuban now?
That is not avyakt meeting, but there is avyakt B-O-L meeting.
Avyakt?
B-O-L.
Okay, Baba online, okay.
So that is always there.
Yes.
And that way, as much as we are avyakt, we are able to catch that vibration. So we have to be avyakt to catch that facility.
Yes. So we have to create that elevated stage in order to catch the signals from Baba, take that avyakt sustenance from Baba. There is someone who used to be very active and not so active now due to sickness or illness or bondages. Will they be able to sustain themselves now?
Whether somebody is sick, still they can get Mansa Seva.
Yeah, they can at least, physically if they are not active, mentally they can do service.
And can uplift themselves. In that way, they are able to help themselves.
Mm-hmm. Yes. What do think is the best form of sustenance for the self and best type of sustenance for others. First one, how to
whichever is possible, mansa, vacha, karmana, discussion, study, because nowadays a group of people usually study avyakta only. So they are able to sustain themselves.
Yeah. And how to sustain, what is the best way to sustain others?
Sustain, I would say best way will be mansa, because then we can send our vibration to a long distance.
Thank you, Didi. There are a lot of other questions coming online. There are a lot of people who have connected online. So let me take up those questions now. Those who are connected online, welcome. Welcome to all those brothers and sisters. As I ask these questions, if you want to ask any question to Didi, please come up on this side, so that then I will not take up this question and take up your question, okay? Until then, I'll take up these questions. Didi, can you explain what does avyakt intentions and avyakt feelings mean? What do you mean by avyakt intentions and avyakt feelings?
Avyakt intention is when we want our intention in, we are in avyakt form, then naturally the intention will be avyakt.
Pure intentions?
Pure.
Avyakt feelings also?
Feelings is when we are able to be with somebody who has feeling which is very subtle and very powerful.
Okay.
So that we are able to get uplifted.
Okay. Didi, we had a lot of interest of yoga. Previously, we had interest in yoga. Now, it is much less. Interest in yoga is less. What is the reason? We are more experienced in jnana. We closed a lot of sins. We burnt a lot of sins. But yoga now less attractive. Even if we have free time, we are not interested in yoga. What's the reason?
Anything new is attractive.
And
you spend
more
time. Once it becomes old, you lose that interest. And we should not, because we understand how much beneficial it is. So we should push ourselves to make it interesting and spend more time day by day.
So we should bring newness, create something new, experience something new in ourselves, so then we maintain that enthusiasm. Didi, how to do yoga among public people or keep sankalp pure? Means towards like laukik people, how to do yoga? I think that's what that brother means. Like how to do yoga for the public, and what is the feeling or what is the thought that we need to create towards those people when we do yoga?
We have to have the thought to create uplifting feeling to everybody.
What type of uplifting feeling?
Good wishes, pure feeling, and uplifting. That they are not at the same level but higher level. So, because they are not doing it, I have to do it for them. So we have to see that we are spending some time to uplift them.
Didi, due to old age and sick body and transportation problem, we old BKs who are in very long in gyan are sustaining ourselves as much as possible via online murli and classes. But center vasis are forcing us to attend classes and programs in center. So please advise.
Center vasis are young. Only 7 force you to come to center. So I think you have to be excuse yourself that I cannot come transport.
But okay, really, every day they can't go, but at least once in a while they have to go, Nadi.
Once a week. Once a week they should go.
Once or twice a week at least. That connection with the center should be there, Nadi. Otherwise, only online, can they sustain only online?
Yeah.
Not going to the center?
Once a week.
Once a week, yeah. At least they have to go once a week. Yeah. What does Baba mean when he says have full yoga? What do Baba mean by saying full yoga?
Aim should be to be powerful. Full is powerful.
Full concentration.
Full concentration, powerful concentration, and no margin.
No?
No margin.
No margin, okay.
Because there can be gap in between my level of yoga and final yoga. So we should see that we are having proper yoga.
Yeah, powerful yoga, proper yoga. Okay. So how to be in a state of yoga with the same thing, like, it's the same question repeating. Okay, let me take another question, Didi. Can Didi explain difference between Satoguni, Sato and Satopradhan? I think this question
Satoguni.
Last week. Satoguni, Sato and Satopradhan. Satoguni, Sato and Satopradhan.
There are only two. Satoguni and Satopradhan. That is not third Satoguni.
Okay. So, okay. What is the difference between Satoguni and Satopradhan?
Satopradhan, I would say 100%. And Satoguni, maybe 90%.
Okay. Satopradhan is 100% perfect, full. So, can Didi share about subtle signs of body consciousness? Bigger signs, I think we know. Bigger signs, we know, but subtle signs of body consciousness.
Feeling shy.
Feeling shy, yeah.
Feeling nervous. Feeling... Thinking about how do I look like? Weight.
Weight of the body?
Weight of the body.
But should we not be conscious about that?
Means more than what it should be.
Always being anxious about it, always. Okay. Fear? Fear is also subtle body consciousness? Okay.
Fear.
After the revelation takes place, it's about the future. The question is about the future. After the revelation takes place, will Madhuban and Advance Party work together to transform the world?
After
the revelation takes place.
Yeah.
Will Madhuban and Advance Party work together to transform the world?
It has to be transformed beforehand.
It has to be?
Be transformed beforehand. Before revelation take place.
Yes.
We have to transform it.
So this is the other way around then. Everyone will work together to transform, and after transformation, revelation will happen. Didiji, kindly explain about coat of arms that Baba mentions in Sakar Murli. Coat of arms, is it Trimurti symbol? What is coat of arms?
Now, coat of arms is three lion in India.
Yeah.
Whereas Baba says coat of arms is
Lakshmi Narayan. Trimurti?
Trimurti.
Trimurti. Okay. Trimurti is coat of arms for us. And in golden age?
Golden age, we will have
Vishnu?
Vishnu.
Vishnu in golden age. Coat of arms in golden age is Vishnu. For confluence age, coat of arms is Trimurti. Yeah, and India, of course, they have the coat of arms of three lions. Didi, how to get away of the feelings of guiltiness, guilt, insecurity, worry and shame?
In?
How to get away from the feeling of guilt, insecurity, worry and shame? Shame.
Now when we are done something wrong, we feel guilty.
Yes.
And we may feel insecure. And what else?
Insecurity and shame.
Shame. Naturally, when we feel guilty, we feel ashamed.
Mm-hmm. Worry and also shame. Yeah. So how to get rid of that? Okay, that was past. I did something wrong, but how to get rid of all these feelings?
That we have to talk about it.
Talk about it. Okay.
Because we have done something wrong, we have to talk to senior who is responsible, but I'm sorry, I have done this.
Okay, then they need to have that courage to go up to them and speak their mistake. Okay. So other than that, is there any other way to get rid of it? Like if they don't have enough courage to go up to the senior or enough trust in that senior, so then is there any other way to get rid of all these negative feelings? No? Saying to Baba?
What I find it even saying to Baba, sometimes help, sometimes not. So that's why I said, if you are not able to forget about it, then you talk to Sridhi.
So even after saying it to Baba, they are not able to get rid of all these things. It's better to go up to the seniors and talk about it. Okay.
Last question.
Yeah, we will take up the last question, Didi. Is there any difference in experience peace in Paramdham? Is it also according to the effort? So, to experience peace in Paramdham, do everyone experience differently, like according to the efforts that they make? Experience peace in Paramdham?
That is difference.
There is difference.
Everybody will have different experience of peace depending on how much guilt they have or how much they are light.
It depends on the lightness that they are having. So they experience more that amount of peace in Paramdham. This is the last question I'm taking. Okay. Recently, Baba mentioned in the Murli that the vices were initially satopradhan and then became tamopradhan. What does this mean? Vices satopradhan and then tamopradhan? What does that mean?
Because vices are also become day by day tamopradhan.
Souls are becoming tamopradhan. Okay.
Vices, yeah.
Okay. What do you mean by satopradhan vices? Okay, tamopradhan vices we understand, but what do you mean by satopradhan vices?
No tapabradhan, not vices. That is good stage. Chatopradhan stage.
Okay. But Baba said first vices were satopradhan and then it degraded to become tamopradhan. No? No. Because in corporate, when we start to have vices, so what level of vice is that? Because it is not too degraded in corporate.
But you can't call them
satopradhan vice.
Maybe rajopradhan. Last stage of rajopradhan.
Last stage of rajopradhan. Okay. Okay, good. Any other questions you want to ask? Okay, everyone is satisfied, I think. Thanks a lot. And who have connected online also, thanks a lot for connecting. Okay, let's have powerful 5 minute minutes meditation and everyone will take drishti from Didi.
खुशियाँ सारे संसार की, Yes.